This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And good morning, friends. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for being here. Our number today and every day on The Bright Side is 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, or if you just want to contribute to the conversation, 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. We'll get your calls in our next segment. We're going to talk to Pat Alva Craker, author of the book Catherine's Quest. Pat is a inspirational speaker and author, and we're going to talk about overcoming obstacles, staying heart-centered, and a little bit about business as well, scaling your business if you're an entrepreneur. Pat is an entrepreneur as well as a motivational speaker and author. We'll talk to Pat Alva Craker at the bottom of the hour. We'll get your calls next segment, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And if you want to sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team, click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470 for more information, 866-735-2470. All right, our number today, 844-236-6010. We'll get your calls in our next segment. Pat Alva Craker, author of the book Catherine's Quest, will be with us at the bottom of the hour. Want to continue talking about antibiotics and antibiotic resistance. We spent time talking about vaccinations, and we talked about antibiotics, all based on the idea that we are medicalizing ourselves to death. Medicalization, the idea of using medicines to treat whatever ails us, the idea of just taking drugs and taking medications when we're sick, does not serve us, and nothing exemplifies this concept, the idea that medications are oftentimes, most of the time, not our friends, although sometimes they are. Sometimes you need medicines, and I've said this many times, that pain pills and sometimes antibiotics can be helpful, but the overuse of medicines, the idea that we can just medicalize ourselves when we're sick and take a drug, this paradigm, this model, this concept, that we can just take drugs to get better, as ancient as this concept is, it goes way, way back to Sumerian times, it just doesn't serve us. And a classic example is this idea of antibiotic resistance, where antibiotics, which are truly lifesavers and truly one of the miracles of modern medicine, have turned into being monsters. Can you imagine having an infection and no antibiotics work for? And antibiotic resistance is not just caused by overuse of antibiotics by people. It can be caused by overuse of antibiotics in animals. In fact, billions, or I should say millions of pounds of antibiotics are sold every year to animals. 13 million pounds of antibiotics were sold to farmers in the year 2019. The most frequently used antibiotics in livestock are the tetracyclines,
which were discovered in the 1940s. They're a natural secretion of soil bacteria. And today, they are among the most widely dispensed of all human and animal antibiotic medications. They're actually considered to be essential medication by the World Health Organization. After penicillin, the tetracyclines, which include minocycline and doxycycline, very often prescribed for acne and other skin issues, are the most commonly dispensed, or among the most common, they very well may be the most commonly dispensed antibiotics. Certainly, penicillin and tetracycline, I'd say, are 1-2 in terms of commonly dispensed antibiotics. And the tetracyclines are also one of the most likely of the antibiotics for bacteria to develop resistance to, probably because of long-term exposure. In addition to resistance, long-term exposure, long-term use of the tetracyclines are known to cause, or is known to cause, staining of the teeth, sometimes the gums, sometimes the inside of the mouth, sometimes even the bones. There's a condition called black bone disease that's caused by minocycline. Unfortunately, while no one should be on an antibiotic for a long period of time, many patients are dispensed tetracyclines, minocycline, and doxycycline included, for months or even years. You know what else? The tetracyclines are known to exacerbate autoimmune symptoms. They're known to cause muscle weakness. They've been associated with kidney disease. And most importantly, probably, or most notably, the tetracyclines are known for their ability to chelate minerals, to attach themselves to minerals. If you've ever gotten a prescription for tetracycline or minocycline or doxycycline, you'll see a sticker on the bottle that says, don't take with calcium. Don't take with calcium-containing foods. Don't take with calcium. Don't take with antacids. That's because the antibiotics can chelate, chelate means to attract or attach to, the antibiotics can attach to chelate minerals, and not just calcium, by the way, but also potassium and magnesium and iron, among others. And this can inactivate the antibiotic. This chelating property, this attraction property, can also affect the minerals in the meat of animals that are given tetracycline, and that means in addition to being poisoned with antibiotics, the meat from your pork or your pig or your cows that are given the tetracycline is likely to have less nutritional value. It'll have calories, but it's not going to have the mineral value. Penicillins are also given to livestock. Also erythromycin, which are is part of a class of antibiotics called the macrolids, erythromycin and zithromycin or azithromycin. Zithromax is the brand name. And if you're wondering if eating meat contained with antibiotics can cause a problem with allergies, it's very likely. If you have an allergy to antibiotics, if you have a penicillin allergy, for example, how do you know that you're not getting an allergic reaction when you eat the meat? If we know tetracycline can cause an exacerbation of lupus and other autoimmune diseases, how do we know that when you eat meat that contains tetracycline, you're not going to exacerbate your autoimmune diseases? How many people have autoimmune issues exacerbated when they eat their steak or just in the middle of the day and they don't realize it was a hamburger they had for lunch? I don't know the answer to all these questions, but they're at least worth asking. Of course, livestock also have GMO corn and GMO soy. The cattle are given GMO soy. Cattle don't eat soy. What the heck is that about? Cattle's, that's not a natural food for cattle. They're given growth hormones. These are all the reasons why the carnivore diet, even if it may be therapeutically beneficial, from a practical standpoint, is not probably a good idea. Now, I know Dr. Sean Baker. As a matter of fact, I'm hoping to get Dr. Sean Baker. Thank you, Rob, by the way. One of our listeners got me in touch with Dr. Baker and also another gal who's a proponent of a carnivore-based diet. And this is the problem, one of the problems. I have a couple problems with the carnivore diet, but one of them is this idea that livestock are given antibiotics and GMO grains and growth hormones. If you're eating all meat, you're subjecting yourself to all of this stuff. I don't know how. I'm very interested to hear how Dr. Baker and other proponents of the carnivore diet address this issue. He doesn't talk about it in his book. And it's not just livestock either. Fish are also subject to antibiotic onslaught, most commonly with penicillin as well as the macrolids, erythromycin, and also tetracycline. Fish, especially given to fish, and you know what? They give that to chickens and cattle and pork also. Because antibiotics have an interesting property of helping animals grow faster. So they give them clinical doses, low doses of antibiotics to improve growth. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back on the Bright Side with your phone calls and more good health information. 844-236-6010 is our number.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Got lines open for you. 844-236-6010. Hang on if you're on hold. We'll get to you momentarily. Pat Alva Craker will be with us at the bottom of the hour. She's the author of a book called Catherine's Quest, One Woman's Journey to Elation. Pat's got a really interesting story, really interesting personal story to tell. She's a breast cancer survivor. She lost her husband suddenly. And she figured out how to deal with it. And I love stories like that. Figuring out how to deal with life is really important. Nobody has a life where there's no bumps and there's no obstacles and there's no traumas and stresses. It's just the nature of life to have traumas and stresses and bumps and bruises, and that's the journey. It's not about whether something's good, whether our lives are smooth or whether our lives are not smooth. It's about how we deal with our lives. I love stories about people who manage to overcome obstacles. We want to learn from those people. We want to learn from people who manage to overcome obstacles and somehow come out the other side better and stronger. Pat's story is very inspirational. Catherine's Quest is her book. We'll talk to Pat Alva Craker at the bottom of the hour. We'll get your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010. So this idea of antibiotics for given to livestock and also to fish is not just because of infections, although, as we talked about last week, factory farming and the idea, the way chickens are raised and animals are raised and fish are raised in packed quarters and in close proximity to each other tends to lead to infections. And so antibiotics can help prevent those. But they also give sub-therapeutic levels of antibiotics as growth promoters. This was discovered accidentally in the 1940s when it was observed that chickens who were given, little baby chicks who were given antibiotics for infections, to prevent infections, had improvements in growth. So all of a sudden the agriculture industry, which is obviously focused on growing bigger, fatter animals, they got the idea that, hey, we'll just give the antibiotics, we'll give small doses of antibiotics to the chicks or to the cattle, and we'll get fatter cattle. And that's exactly what happened. They got bigger animals when they gave them low doses of antibiotics. Remember, it's the low doses of antibiotics that lead to the resistance problem. Low doses of antibiotics are exactly what you want to do if you want to have resistance, because you don't have enough antibiotic to kill bacteria, but you have enough antibiotic for the bacteria to learn how to deal with the antibiotic. Nobody knows exactly why low doses of antibiotics promote growth, but it's very likely that it has something to do with the microbiome. It's very likely that giving low doses of antibiotics kills off inflammatory bacteria and somehow allows growth bacteria to increase their population. Nobody really knows, though. In any case, it's a fact that growth promotion occurs when low doses of antibiotics are given to animals. Is that a good thing? I'm not so sure. Yeah, you may get bigger animals, but what about the people who are eating the animals? What about the people who are ingesting the fish? Again, this is why I have a problem with a meat-only diet or even a high fish diet, although I personally think fish are an amazing food from a nutritional standpoint. Hopefully we'll get Sean Baker on the Bright Side. We can talk about what he thinks, where he's coming from with this idea that we have to eat all meat or we can be somehow have health, get health benefits by eating all meat. The carnivore diet is an all-meat or all-animal food diet. Tomorrow we'll talk about fish antibiotics. Fish are drenched in antibiotics, penicillin, erythromycin, tetracycline. There are fish farms, which account for most of the fish we eat is actually farmed. Fish farms are the aquatic equivalent of factory farms. And like livestock that are raised in factory farms, fish tend to get sick and prone to infection and subject to parasites and lice and all kinds of concentrated wastes. Fish poop, concentrated fish waste, nitrates, phosphorus, all kinds of crappy stuff. We are doing a number on our food supply. I wonder if that has something to do with the fact that people get viral infections. I wonder if maybe we should be looking at our environment. Maybe we should be looking at how we raise our animals. Maybe we should be looking at the water. Maybe we should be looking at the medication that we subject human beings to via the food supply, instead of this crazy medicalization that's going on. All right, 844-236-6010. Pat Alva Craker will be with us at the bottom of the hour. Let's go to the phones and say good morning to our friend, the Truth Raider. What's up, Truth Raider? Yeah. Where you been? Happy holidays. Happy New Year. Have I talked to you since then? Since New Year's?
Yeah.
I don't think I've talked to you.
Yeah? We're about to catch up with... Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day. Yes, sir. What's going on, buddy?
Foot pain. Bone pain on the top of my foot.
Bones?
Yeah. Bone pain.
Bone pain. I think you're falling apart, Truth Raider.
I don't know.
I think you're degenerating before our very eyes. What kind of foot pain? Is it in the muscle? Muscle? Or, you sure it's the bone, or is it in like the muscle or the ligament?
Certainly by the ears. But no, on the top of my left foot, it feels like, say, several months after maybe you dropped a bowling ball on your foot, something happened where you got hit with something on the top of your foot, and then
it
you
feels
still
like
have a little bit of...
It's not swollen or anything? Not swollen or discolored? Yeah, a couple things I would do. A couple things I would do if I were you. First of all, have you tried CBD?
Cannabidiol?
Yeah, cannabidiol. There's two ways you could do CBD. You can either do tinctures or drops. You can take it orally. They also have gummies and various candies that have it in it, have CBD in them. And then also you can topically apply CBD. You can also topically apply CM cream, acetylmyristoliate. I don't talk too much about that CM cream, but it is really amazing stuff. Acetylmyristoliate. Acetylmyristoliate is a fat, and it's got really interesting anti-inflammatory effects. And some people get dramatic pain relief for arthritis and joint problems. It may also work if you have a little micro-inflammation going on in your foot. The worst thing about foot problems, Carl, is if you have them, you start to walk funny. And if you kind of compensate by walking funny, by changing the way you walk or limping a little bit, it can work, that change in movement can work its way up your body. And it can be a cause of knee pain. It can be a cause of hip pain. It can be a cause of back pain. It can go all the way up to your shoulders. And it can change everything. And if it happens when you're young and you don't fix it, and you just kind of compensate a little bit because it's not the end of the world and you deal with it, but you're kind of torquing your body a little bit, tweaking your body a little bit, it can cause serious problems later on in life, even though it doesn't seem like it might be, it's a big deal now. So I would deal with it. And there's a couple ways, aside from the topical stuff, which you can, you know, can definitely be helpful. And by the way, CM cream and CBD you can take orally too. Body work is good too. Massage. Roll thing. I got rolled last week. I have a rolfer who I've been using. She's been on the program, Joy Ohm. And I've been using her for 30 years. Every time I have a little tiny ache or something tweaked from weightlifting or from exercise, I go see Joy, and she is a miracle worker. Roll thing is amazing, amazing stuff. All body work is super valuable. Even if you don't have any problems, even if you don't have aches and pains, body work is valuable just to keep yourself in shape, literally in shape. I've said this oftentimes, if we really cared about health in this country, we would have national massage insurance, national body work insurance, national rolfing insurance. So get yourself rolfed or get some body work on that foot and take it seriously, because you don't want it to, have a domino effect where it starts to affect the rest of your body, move up the rest of your body. Thanks, Carl. We're out of time, buddy. Have a beautiful day. Pat Albuquerque will be with us at the bottom of the hour. Her book is Catherine's Quest. We'll be back after this.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A deadly avalanche swept 8 skiers down a Utah mountain Saturday, killing 4. The victims, all in their 20s, included 3 Salt Lake City residents. They were part of 2 separate groups caught in the avalanche in Mill Creek Canyon. 4 survivors, all men who ranged from 23 to 38 years of age, had dug themselves and the victims out of the snow before being rescued. Anyone that follows politics will tell you the Democrats' impeachment of President Trump has zero chance of conviction. Senator Rand Paul, the Republican from Kentucky, tells Fox News over the weekend Senator Chuck Schumer's words has earned him an impeachment.
I mean, really, we ought to impeach Chuck Schumer then. He went to the Supreme Court, stood in front of the Supreme Court, and said specifically, hey, Gorsuch, hey, Kavanaugh, you've unleashed a whirlwind, and you're going to pay the price. You won't know what hits you if you continue with these awful decisions.
President Trump's impeachment begins Tuesday. USA Radio News.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs ensures he gets the best use of his mineral supplements by using Youngevity's Ultimate Enzymes.
If you start a nutritional supplement program and you find that you get loose stools more than you get any benefits from the supplements, there's a good chance that you're not absorbing the minerals. Now, here's the thing about minerals and mineral absorption. You need to have a functioning fat system. You need to have functioning bile. You need to have a well-functioning liver and a well-functioning gallbladder in order to get the benefits from nutritional supplements with minerals. It's very common that as we get older, we don't absorb fats, we don't utilize fats, and then you won't be utilizing or absorbing minerals either. I would be getting on the Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity. I'd be making sure I was taking it with all my meals.
To get optimal use of your nutritional supplements, order Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Magic mirror on the wall. Who is the fairest one of all?
This has been an amazing year. Amazing year. We got to a good start, 7-2, and then had a little rough stretch where we kind of found our identity and played a lot better football down last December, January. And just really proud of all the guys, proud of all the coaches, the effort we put in. We knew we were playing a great football team tonight, and we got the job done. So you want to get this far, you got to get the job done, and we did it.
Tom Brady completed 21 of 29 passes for 201 yards and 3 touchdowns in the Buccaneers' 31-9 win over the Kansas City Chiefs in Super Bowl 55. Sunday night, Raymond James Stadium in Tampa Bay, Florida.
I think everybody, you know, believed we could win. So, that, you know, I think through the last, really all year we believed in ourselves. Our coaches believed in us. We believed in ourselves. And, again, we were going up against a great team tonight and just happy we got the job done.
Brady, the oldest player to ever play in a Super Bowl, came away with his 7th championship, surpassing the Pittsburgh Steelers and New England Patriots for the most Super Bowl wins in NFL history.
You know, big-time players making big-time plays. So just love what they did, what they added to the team. Gronk's an unbelievable player, teammate, talent, work ethic, commitment, and AB is just, since he got here, he's just done everything the right way. So impressed by him, proud of him. Takes a lot of people for us to get to this point, and we all have great support systems in place, and I think everyone should be celebrating them tonight.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time at 24/7 on the archive page at BenFuchsArchives.com. Thank you to Peter in the UK for setting that up. Also, BrightsideBen.com. And you can purchase Youngevity products at BrightsideBen.com, PharmacistBen.com, and CriticalHealthNews.com. Also, sign up to join the Brightside Ben team off the websites, BrightsideBen.com, PharmacistBen.com, or CriticalHealthNews.com. Or you can call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. If you want to purchase Truth Skin Health products, all formulated in my compounding pharmacy for wound healing. Wound healing equals beauty. All our Truth treatments are made without preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, water, silicone, vegetable oil, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our Truth Skin Health products, and they work. They're powerful, and you don't need a lot of product, just one or two drops of our Truth Transdermal C Serum, a tiny half pea-sized amount of Truth Retinol Gel, or Truth Transdermal C Balm. Powerful, potent pharmacy products, pharmacy-formulated products.
They're available at truthtreatments.com. You can check out our 1,500-plus 4- and 5-star reviews at truthreviewed.com. Truthtreatments.com for our Truth Skin Health products and truthreviewed.com for our 1,500-plus 4- and 5-star reviews. All right, I'm looking forward to speaking to our guest. Pat Alva Craker is the author of a book, Catherine's Quest, One Woman's Journey to Elation. She's got a personal story that's inspiring and powerful, and I love inspiring stories. We'll talk to Pat Alva Craker about her personal story and about her book, Catherine's Quest, One Woman's Journey to Elation. Please welcome to the bright side, Pat Alva Craker. Hey, Pat.
Hi, Ben. How are you doing today? It's a pleasure
I'm
to
doing
be here.
Great. Nice to have you. I just love inspirational stories, and your story is very, very inspirational. Tell us a little bit about how you got, first of all, tell us a little bit about your personal story. You're a breast cancer survivor. You lost your husband suddenly, your husband of 22 years, just all of a sudden. But you turned things around and kind of made lemons out of lemonade. Tell us a little bit about your personal story.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Because that is actually what did happen. So, you know, I'll start with breast cancer. I am a 26-year breast cancer thriver, if you will.
Ah.
And yes, I'm
like
so
that.
Grateful. And breast cancer stopped me on my tracks. And the way that I view life, Ben, is that I really feel that everything in our life happens for a reason. And it's there to teach us specific lessons, help us grow. And because of that philosophy, I just really had to sit back and say, okay, what is the message in this particular part of my journey?
Can I just stop
one
right here?
Let
me just stop
yes.
right there. Were you perfectly healthy before, and then all of a sudden out of the blue, like you didn't have any experience with ill health, and then all of a sudden you dived right into a bad health situation? Was it like that, or did you build up to it?
No, it was just like that.
Suddenly.
It was suddenly.
Wow.
It was suddenly. The environment that I was in at the time was I was working in corporate, traveling 80% of the time. And when I would come home one week really out of the month, then I would help my husband with our exotic animal ranch, and I was involved in the community. And there was a lot of overgiving, and I was the last on my list. So I studied Louise Hay, who
is a
spiritual teacher. I love her. So
yeah.
She has a book on You Can Heal Your Life, and she associates the the mind, body, and soul of every illness. And so I went to her book, and I learned that breast cancer is associated with overgiving. And I was truly that, giving to my family, to my job, to the community, to my job. I mean, and I was the last one on the list. So it was like a 2x4 right in the forehead saying, you know what, you need to evaluate what's happening in your life and you need to pivot. So I did. I took a step back and I said, where do I really want to be in my life? That what needs to change, and I need to take responsibility for healing myself. So, Ben, I did go down the traditional path. I had chemo and I had radiation, and I chose to bring in alternative medicine
What'd
into
you do?
My healing journey.
What was your alternative medicine?
And I became a Reiki master. I went into energy medicine. I used herbs. I changed my diet. I used essential oils. I went into meditation, started journaling. I just embraced
it. You had no background in any of this before? This is a complete turnaround?
I had some background, but it was a catalyst to really expanding my knowledge a little deeper than I had.
And,
so
and
it was really interesting.
Did you heal yourself? Did it go away? I mean, how bad was the cancer?
Yeah.
Then it completely went away.
It was... Right, it was stage one, and I actually found the lump myself. And I do come from, there is history in my family of breast cancer, a variety of cancers, actually. But I do believe that, you know, when I was in the car with my husband, we were on our way home, it was an hour drive, I just had that hour to think about it. And I said, you know what, I'm going to heal myself.
Wow.
This is it. I can do this.
And then when did your husband die relative to all of this?
Yes, okay, so he died 10 years later.
10 years later. So you were already you were already on your journey.
I was healthy. I was working in corporate. I had my I had a coaching business on the side, coaching women engineers, and then he died. And we at that time we were he died of a heart attack, and we had a 200-acre exotic animal ranch, and so he and a ranch hand Randy were doing everything in the ranch, all the feeding, moving the hay around, everything that it took. And so when he left, it was Randy and I. And at the time, Ben, Randy was in a wheelchair.
Oh, wow.
He was having
he was helping you on the farm. Wow. And so did you have, did part of you think, like, why me, Lord? Or did you, like, how did you deal with, like, one thing after another like that?
Yeah, well, you know, I had a really good friend who I confided in, and he said to me, Pat, you're either going to crawl up in bed and die, or you're going to pick yourself up from the bootstraps. Which one is it going to be?
Mm.
And I said, I'm going to pick myself up from the bootstraps.
Yeah, but you didn't, you didn't just pick yourself up out of your bootstraps. You motivated to help other people. you motivated to make a difference in the world, right? I mean, you didn't just help yourself.
Absolutely true.
And I wonder if they're related. I wonder if picking yourself up by the bootstraps has something to do with dedicating your life to making a difference. I want to talk about that when we come back from our break, and then we'll get into a little bit about your book, Catherine's Quest, One Woman's Journey to Elation. We're talking to Pat Alva-Craker, inspiration. How do you define yourself, if you had to just define yourself in a term? Inspirational speaker?
Oh, wow.
What would you say?
I am a person that has a passion for moving women forward. And however I can serve women in that way, I'm inspirational, I'm a mentor, I'm a coach,
speaker. That's awesome. When we come back for our break, we'll talk about about this connection between helping yourself and helping others, and then we'll talk about the book, Catherine's Quest, One Woman's Journey to Elation. We're with Pat Alva-Craker on The Bright Side. More with Pat right after this break. Don't go away.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion dollar industry. Get your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now when you text the word NOW to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word NOW to 48542. Text NOW to 48542. And don't get left behind in 2021, where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word NOW to 48542.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we're back on the bright side. We're talking to Pat Alva Craker, author of the book Catherine's Quest, One Woman's Journey to Elation. Pat, before we went to break, we're talking a little bit about this idea how we pick ourselves up by our bootstraps, maybe by helping other people. How do you see the relationship between helping yourself and helping others?
I love the question. It's always been a passion for me to help others, and especially women. Having been in a male-dominated field for 35 years, I saw the opportunity to really help women move up who were really ambitious and just needed that cocoon and mentoring. And what I ended up learning through all of my experiences in helping women is that we get ahead by better leading ourselves. Is that we can overcome circumstances and adversities, lead our teams, build businesses when we can better lead ourselves.
Wow. That's very, very profound. So in other words, see yourself as a leader and a follower, kind of. There's a part of you that
Absolutely.
Follows and a part of you that leads. That's very, very interesting stuff. So what motivated you to write the book, Catherine's Quest? Tell us a little bit about the book first, and then what motivated you to write it?
So Catherine's Quest is about a woman who loses her business, her marriage, and her home. So she's in despair, looking for hope and trying to, how am I going to get myself out of this? And in the process of moving all her stuff out of her home, she goes to the attic and she finds a trunk. And in that trunk is a journal that belonged to her favorite uncle. And she starts reading the journal, and he was on his personal path to elation. And he starts visiting these 7 islands, amplify belief and values and a way of living and a way of leading yourself, so that on the other end you can get to the point where you're elated. And so she starts thinking, just really starts learning through him and his journey, and by applying the principles that I actually share in the book, because there's a section in each chapter on Pat's musings, and there are principles and exercises that I personally used myself and have used with my clients to help them better lead themselves. And it's a point, if everyone reads the book and goes to the end, they end up better leading themselves and have a set of exercises that empower them to lead a better life.
What does elation look like?
Elation is beyond happiness. Elation is like the birth of your first child, that level of happiness. It's when you're going down the aisle with your best friend and the person that you loved so deeply. It's getting your first home. It's that level of happiness that just exudes your body, and you can't smile wide enough and big enough because you're just so, so happy.
Is there spirituality associated with elation? Or does spirituality lead you to elation? Or is it an aspect of spirituality?
Yeah, I believe that it's all connected. I believe that it's all connected. Elation and making the choice to be elated and doing the things that make you elated is all an inside job. So I believe in living a life that connects the mind, body, and soul. So the way I live it, yes, it is all connected and it is spiritual.
Okay, now you said that you have like steps to get to it or process, like seven practices. Processes?
Yeah. Different processes. Yeah, they have different processes in the book that amplify the different values and beliefs and habits that you can embrace in your day to help lead yourself and in the end transform and become a happier, more elated person.
Give us one. Give us a powerful one.
Okay. I believe that we are our best teacher. And the way that we improve from each day is by looking back at the previous day. And so one of the practices that I have is called unraveling. So at the end of the day, before you go to bed, you play back your day as if it was a movie. You can play it back from the time you woke up to the time you get to bed, or you can play it right before the end of your day and play it all the way back to the morning, whichever resonates with you. And as you play it back, you look at your life as an observer. And as you walk and see your day, you ask yourself the question, oh, well, you know, I had an amazing meeting with Ben the other day or yesterday. Why did it go so well? What in that meeting did I do that made that meeting go so well? And then when you have a situation that didn't go just like you wanted it, then you ask yourself that question. Well, you know, this particular event didn't go as I had planned. What happened that changed the dynamics of that situation, and what would I do differently?
Wow.
And so just go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. Just watching your day, you're going to say?
Yeah, just watching your day and asking yourself those three questions will reveal the things that you're doing right and will teach you where you need to tweak your habits, because it's just that 1% tweak that will change your trajectory in your life.
I wonder if that also disassociates you a certain way, like it keeps you from being too attached to things.
Well, I totally believe that that we can ask for what we want out of life and make the request of the universe, God, to create or something, whatever that is, and that it becomes very important that then we detach ourselves and just say this or something better is going to happen.
Yeah.
So as the observer, you are absolutely detached from what is going on. You're just trying to learn and see where you're connecting the dots or where the dots aren't connecting, where you can make a difference and make it pivot.
So do you read stuff like Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill, or Thomas Troward, or Wallace Wattles, any of those guys? Is that
all of them?
It sounds like your work is kind of similar to that. How about Ernest Holmes? You ever heard Ernest Holmes?
I have not read him. I'm going to write that down. Ernest Holmes. No.
Yeah, you would like Ernest Holmes. He was one of the religious science. He started this international religious science movement, Science of Mind, I think they called it.
Yeah. Okay.
And so tell us a little bit about this idea of mentorship, because you're also a mentor, right?
Yes, I am a mentor. So there is a difference between a mentor and a coach. And a mentor has a specific skill set that actually teaches that skill set to someone else. I'll give you an example. I'm a certified project manager, and so that was primarily what I did 35 years. So I'm very good at it. So if someone were to come and say, you know what, I have a big project, it's a complex project, I don't know, what I'm stepping into, would you mentor me? Then I would step in and I would say, okay, let me teach you a framework that you want to take into this particular project. And then you and I can do checkpoints throughout this project and I can guide you.
I love that concept of project management, because you don't have to have an official project. Your life can be a project, or your relationships can be a project, right? If you have a skill of project management, that applies to a lot of things.
It does. It really does. And I love the way you put that, because the journey to relation can be a project.
Yeah. Yeah, we all have projects. We don't have to have an official project. Just the events and experiences and the things we're doing in our life are a project. So your website is majesticcoachinggroup.com. Can people interact with you through the website?
Absolutely. There is a contact tab there that you can connect with me and we can have a conversation. I also am selling my book through majesticcoachinggroup.com. Just click on the tab, Catherine's Quest. And you can buy the book along with a journal and affirmation cards that go with it, so it can be very experiential.
Very nice. Okay, so in this crazy, corona time we're living in, we've got about 30 seconds, mm-hmm. give us some more, your parting words of wisdom for people who are dealing with just what's going on in life today.
So I believe that the coronavirus is a way for us to connect within. So this is the moment for you to go in. They've got all asked us, go inside. Well, that's exactly what I'm asking you to do, is to go inside and get clear about the things that make you happy. Get clear about how you want to live your life and the decisions that you want to make those changes, because we are always, always a choice.
Good stuff. Good stuff, Pat. Thank you so much. The book, Catherine's Quest, One Woman's Journey to Elation. Thanks, Pat Albuquerque, for being on The Bright Side. Have a great day.
Oh, thank you, Ben. I appreciate you.
Thank you. Pat Albuquerque, majesticcoachinggroup.com. The book, Catherine's Quest, One Woman's Journey to Elation. And that's all the time we have for today on The Bright Side. Thanks for listening. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.